flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app. You can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Jason Bishop, Johnny Cakes Auville, Eric Bickle. That is the foursome as we get geared up for the NFC Championship game on Sunday. Bishbuck's going to pregame with us. Cakes and I are going to be at Honor Brewing in Sterling on Sunday for a watch party. Hope you can join us at Honor Brewing.
Should be a great time. Looking forward to that.
Talk a little more about the game. This is our pal Scott Abraham, sports director at ABC 7, sports anchor. What's up, Scott?
My bad. Hold on. There you are, Scott.
Happy
hey,
Friday.
Buddy.
Happy Friday to you. None of us saw this coming, an NFC Championship game that hadn't been here in 33 years. We thought the team would be better, but to make it this deep, when did you kind of realize during the season, hey, maybe this team can go on a run?
Yeah, a lot of people point to the Bears Hail Mary, but I go back to a couple of weeks before that when they went on the road to Cincinnati. They beat them on the Monday night, but then they had the quick turnaround staying on the road, then going to Arizona, and they just mollywopped the Cardinals on the road. So those two wins back-to-back made me believe, like, you know what? This team may have something, because I wasn't expecting them to go into Cincy on a Monday night against a desperate Bengals team and to see Jaden perform like he did, and then go on the road again, not be satisfied with that win against Cincinnati and destroy the Cardinals. That was the moment when I was like, you know what? This team's got something.
Yeah, and then that got them to 3-1, and then they had the Browns here, which was a guaranteed win, right? To get them to 4-1. So yeah, start off 4-1. You know, you and I thought that Detroit was going to win. I did.
I know.
I was very surprised at how easily they were scoring on Detroit. Not that Detroit's defense is great. I know they got a bunch of injuries, but man, just the way they just took control of that game, created all those turnovers. You know, Ben Johnson kind of helped the Commanders win that game too, in my opinion. But just your thoughts on how they just went in there to a team that dominates in that building in Ford Field, and they just put up almost 50.
Yeah, certainly a lot of credit goes to the Washington offense, but I think the defensive performance really stood out to me because they put pressure on Jared Goff. They did not allow him to be comfortable inside the pocket on his spot. And I thought that was a big difference of the game, of getting pressure off the edges from a Dorrance Armstrong and a Fowler. And it kind of caused a little bit of havoc. And you just saw throughout the game that Goff did not look comfortable, which led to the turnovers. And, you know, the offense was lights out. They've been lights out all year long. But it's been the defense and those takeaways that has really turned the tide of this season and this playoff run. So going into Detroit, putting up those points, but also a strong defensive effort where you get those turnovers, you put pressure on Goff, not allowing him to pick you apart. I thought that was the difference.
Hey, Scott, with Joe Witt Jr.'s comments about Jalen Hurts, you know, we're going to treat him like a running back if he decides to run. Is that almost him, like, daring Jalen Hurts, like, trying to test him to see where his knee is in his recovery? We know he was banged up in the game against the Rams. Is that him, like, just daring Jalen to get out of the pocket to just kind of see where he's at physically?
I think there's a little gamesmanship there, because certainly there was some aftermath talk of when Hurts got knocked out of the game and Philly fans were not happy with the hit and blah, blah, blah. And I think that was maybe just a little response to all the noise that was going on after the fact of it was a dirty hit, blah, blah, blah. But you know what? If he's going to tuck it and run, you got to treat him like a running back. That's the way it is. Certainly they have the right to slide, and referees certainly protect quarterbacks, as you know. So I think there's a point here where, you know what, if you're going to do it again, we're going to do the same thing. And it's just kind of laying the foundation of, we're coming here to play. We're not backing down. And I know you guys have listened to Joe Witt Jr. on the microphone. My goodness, I could listen to him all day. Mm-hmm. He just has the sound, and he looks like a future head coach, the way he commands his presence on the microphone. He's a tough guy.
I get Tomlin vibes from him a little bit.
He says what he wants. There's no like media training here. Like he just goes after it. Like it's really refreshing to hear him with the enthusiasm and how he speaks and how he commands the room. You can hear a pin drop when he talks. So it's pretty fun watching him on the microphone.
He said something actually in one of his pressers, probably the one you're referring to, where he talked about when he was in Green Bay. I can't remember. Did he say we were playing Minnesota for the third time? And the whole thing was, you know, it's not good enough to just say, yeah, we know this team. No. Dig deeper. Yep. And I love that.
You got to find those edges, right? I mean, there's not going to be a lot of surprises. You know Philly's going to feed Saquon Barkley. You know Washington's going to rely on Jaden Daniels. But what are those winning edges, those winning wrinkles that you can display and kind of find out throughout the part of the game that's going to swing this outcome one way or the other? Because these teams know each other. There's, you know, they're NFC East rivals. These coaching staffs have worked together. They've competed against each other. So it's just going to be about who makes those fine adjustments, find those wrinkles, and protects the football and limit mistakes. That's going to be the determining factor.
All right, so let's get into one of the things that Washington has to deal with this week, and that is the defensive line of the Eagles and Jalen Carter, and they have a banged-up offensive line. What do you suspect? They're not saying what they're going to do, but what do you suspect Washington's going to do to address the Cosme injury?
Yeah, that's, I think, a big storyline in this game. Trent Scott's going to fill in for Sam Cosmi, in my opinion. I think that's what's going to happen. Trent Scott came in against Detroit, did a really good job, had a couple of great pancake blocks in that Lions game. I'm concerned. Obviously, Jalen Carter is a game wrecker. And in that second game against Philly, Washington could not run the football. I think B-Rob was 10 carries for 24 yards. It was basically Jaden Daniels using his legs, and that was their running game. First game in Philly, they had some more success running the football. Can they run against this defensive front of Philadelphia with a Trent Scott? How will the Eagles line up Carter over Scott? What type of impact is Carter going to have in this football game and on the running game? So that's going to be a big kind of just wrinkled in layer to this whole matchup, is the Washington rushing attack against that defensive front. Now you go back to that first game. Austin Eckler was fantastic. I think he had 8 catches for like 81 yards. And I think that's going to be a weapon they can utilize. Because remember, Eckler was not in that second game in Washington. He had the concussion. So I think using him in the screen game, those quick passing games, could be extension of the run game if they have trouble running between the tackles.
What was the atmosphere like this week? How many days were you over there, first of all? I assume you were over there most of the week.
I was there Wednesday and Thursday.
Yeah, what was the atmosphere like when you were talking to those guys?
Yeah, they're...
Are they loose?
You know, I try to talk to them and be like, you know, you guys, during your football journey, you know, you've always dreamed about maybe one day playing in the Super Bowl. And, you know, being in this situation, what is that like to be one game away? And they really, it was a very common message, is like, They're not really thinking like that. They're just thinking of, this is the Eagles. They're trying to treat this like a normal week.
I like it.
We're not going to back down from Philly. And it's been remarkable the messaging each player they've had. They're not making this bigger than it already is. So it's pretty impressive of how they're handling everything.
I love it, Cakes. I love it.
Where are you with Lattimore? So Lattimore, in the games he's played, there have been a couple games where he seemingly hasn't been thrown on. And then there was the first Eagles game where he had a couple penalties and A.J. Brown had a touchdown. Yep. And then there was a Mike Evans game where Mike Evans got the better of him and they seemed to change their defensive game plan in the second half. Where are you at Lattimore? Is he healthy? Should we have confidence in Lattimore or should we be worried?
I think I'm going to look at this Detroit game and feel like, okay, he can build on this. Certainly that performance against Mike Evans was not ideal. That performance against A.J. Brown, he had some issues. But I look at this Detroit game, he didn't really hear his name too much. And, you know, he wasn't really picked on, but he also didn't give up, you know, any big plays. So I'm hoping this is a type of confidence, momentum builder for Marshawn. And remember, Marshawn has a lot to play for, too, because he's never, you know, made it to a Super Bowl. And he's a competitor. And, you know, this is why you got a Marshawn Lattimore during the middle of the season to match up against an A.J. Brown, a C.D. Lamb, those big receivers in the division in big moments. And you have to trust that what he's shown in the past during his Saints days and maybe this Lions game, you can build on that, replicate it. Confidence is a funny thing, guys, as you know. If you have a good performance, you get in your head mentally, it feels good, and you just go out there and try to duplicate it. So I'm confident that he can build upon the success he had against Detroit and bring it to A.J. Brown on Sunday.
Scott, penalties have been a real issue for this team toward the end of the regular season, but they've seemed to tidied that up over the two playoff games. Just 9 combined penalties against the Bucs and the Lions, and that's going to have to continue against the Eagles, obviously, on Sunday.
Yeah, you can't make mistakes, penalties, turnovers. Those are just backbreakers in these type of games where these teams are so evenly matched, could go one way or the other, and you have to play. You have to be disciplined. You have to keep your emotions in check, and that's where this coaching staff does a great job, especially Dan Quinn and how he leads this team, how he talks to his guys. Everybody knows, you know, what this game means, and it's so nice to have a Bobby Wagner, a Zach Ertz, those type of voices, Super Bowl champions that have been there, done that, to kind of just reaffirm the messaging of be disciplined, keep your emotions in check, make plays, go win the football game. Simple as that. And they have a lot of great voices in that room with the coaching staff and some veterans that'll help with that messaging.
All right, Scott, I guess we should ask for your prediction. Does Washington get to the Super Bowl?
I'm not betting against Washington anymore, I tell you that. So,
that's how I feel.
There's a magic here, and Philly's been to the Super Bowl twice the last couple of years. They got their Lombardi. I just have a gut feeling it's going to be Buffalo and Washington in a repeat in 91. Give me Washington to win this game 24-23 over the Eagles. It's going to be a great game. Probably going to come down to a field goal here and there. Remember, Jake Elliott, the kicker for the Eagles, he struggled mightily this year. He's missed a couple of extra points in the playoffs. Zane Gonzalez, he's had his issues, but also made some clutch kicks. Keep your eye on special teams. Field goal kicking, that could be a factor as well.
All right,
he's in on the Commanders.
Love it.
He's learned his lesson picking against them.
That's right.
All right, Scott.
Thank you, Scott.
Thanks, buddy.
Safe travels to Philly.
Yeah, I don't feel great if it's a kicking battle. I hear what he's saying, and I know that Elliott
makes field goals. He just misses extra
points. Yeah, he misses extra points, which is weird.
Our guy's not terrible. I know Cakes thinks he is. He's not terrible. He's not the greatest kicker in the world.
He's very...
He made the doink.
He's very decidedly mediocre.
The doink
was
huge.
Hey, though, in the regular season, Jake Elliott was 34th in field goal percentage at 77.8%.
What was the number?
You know, they break it down by yardage. So the gimmies, the 20 to 29, he was 9 for 9. The 30 to 39, he missed one. Then it looks like 40 to 49, he only missed one.
All right, so it's 50
over
plus.
50, though? 1 for 7.
Okay, so
that's good.
You're begging for him to kick long field goals.
He can't kick a long field goal. That just means they're going to go for a lot.
Yeah.
And I do get scared. And maybe this is why it's good that we do it. I get scared when we go against teams that go for it a lot.
Well, now you root for one of those teams that goes for it all the time.
I know. It's sometimes it makes me crazy, but yeah, it's working. But if I get scared because it's an extra down. Mm-hmm. We got
to
stop.
If it comes down to a kick from Zahner and to win the game at 40, I'm just going to throw a random number, 47 yards. How are you feeling?
At link?
I feel
not
80%.
Not as good as I am at the in link. Detroit.
I feel 80%.
I feel like Jake feels sense. Like 20%.
I feel like D-Day after he took the burrito and then went straight to the bathroom. That's how my insides would feel.
I wouldn't feel great. If it was indoors, I would feel fine.
What is Jake Elliott's nickname, Cakes?
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Although he missed
Jake
one.
Elliott has a nickname.
He has a nickname.
I was unaware he had a nickname.
It's great for a kicker.
Jake the Snake Elliott. I don't know.
Jake the Make.
Oh, not bad.
Yeah. Pretty good for Jake.
It's pretty solid.
But he's been Jake the Miss lately.
They took that away from him this after 50 yards.
Start missing bunnies and extra
points. Should we get back to the callers?
I think so. It's the biggest game of the century. Biggest game of the century, people.
800-636-1067. How do you think this game plays out on Sunday? Washington heads to Philly, 3 o'clock. Take on the Eagles.
Give us how it ends.
A chance to go to the Super Bowl.
Give us how it ends and who's our offensive and defensive MVPs.
I don't like that.
Yeah.
I mean, who's not going to say Jaden Daniels is offensive MVP?
You can't say Jaden. Offensive MVP, not Jaden, and defensive MVP.
All right. We'll do that ourselves and take your calls next at 800-636-1067. It's a Football Friday on The Fan.